Prepare. Prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord. But how? A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? What shall we cry? What do we say when we struggle to understand what is happening in the world? When new information comes flying at us, when different opinions hurtle around us. Do this, not that, unless this, despite that. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I say? The government says this. My family wants that. My friends believe this. My neighbors don't believe that. Prepare. Prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord. It is a wilderness out here of case counts and death tolls, of vaccine hopes and quarantine goals. It is a wilderness out here. And God loves a wilderness. The wilderness is the way of God. Isaiah promised that if the very ground should shake beneath us, this is the valleys lifting. This is the mountains coming down. This is the earth realigning itself to make a highway for our God. A path where God's glory would be revealed. A thoroughfare wide enough for all people to see together, to travel together, to be gathered together like lambs in God's arms, close to God's heart, fed at God's breast, led gently like a flock with a shepherd. Comfort, O comfort my people, says our God. Good news is born in the wilderness. Good news shakes the foundations of the earth, or the foundations of what we thought we'd built, to build something new. In the wilderness, prepare. Prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord. But how? Our menus are smaller, the guest lists have changed, the Christmas tree sold out, our plans rearranged. But we still light the candles. Hope, peace, joy, love. Week by week, one does not binge watch Advent. We watch, we wait, we look, we long for the way of the Lord. The way where steadfast love and faithfulness will meet, where righteousness and peace will embrace, and faithfulness will spring up from the ground. God's faithfulness that grows in the nurturing dark and reaches into view. Our faithfulness that grows in our fear, that grows in our exhaustion, that grows in our uncertainty, and reaches for another day, for another virtual connection, for another temporary sacrifice of life as usual, for another act of kindness for the common good. Faithfulness grows even in winter's hibernation. Peter promised, God is not slow in keeping promises. God is patient. God is watching and waiting and looking and longing for the turning, our turning, toward the faithfulness of God. Repent, turn, and wonder. What sort of persons ought we to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness? Who are we when doors are locked and sanctuaries empty? Who are we when choirs are silenced and handshakes forbidden? Who are we when we are at home And we are the church. Prepare. Prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord. Lift up your voice with strength, you herald of good tidings. Yes, you, and you, and you. In a world that is COVID-tired and Zoom-fatigued, proclaim hope that nurtures patience and selfless sacrifice. In a world where breath can be stolen by a virus or by knees on throats, proclaim peace that has hands and feet and actions. There are things that have been canceled, but there are things that cannot be stopped. Phone calls and handwritten cards, food deliveries and tech support, words of love and acts of care, creativity and simplicity. Turn and see. Turn and hope. Turn from fear. Turn from paralysis. Turn from despair. Turn from what was and cannot be, and turn toward what still is. Repent. Turn around. Turn toward the road of steadfast love. Turn toward the road of faithfulness. Turn toward the road of righteousness. Turn toward the road of peace. The road runs through the wilderness. Turn and face the wilderness, and do not be afraid. When the earth shakes, it is only labor pains, and good news is getting ready to be born. Can you hear the angels sing? Prepare. Prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord.